This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says her nation's gun laws may change after last week's attacks on mosques that killed at least 50 people, wounding dozens more. Jacinda Ardern announcing the cabinet has made in-principle decisions already about changes to gun laws. Meanwhile, New Zealand is not accustomed to these types of attacks, and a police official says,
I want to thank the public for their absolutely overwhelming positive support to members of the New Zealand Police and our emergency service and other partners who have committed themselves to this response and this investigation.
Rain and melting snow still swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. The river more than 2 feet over its previous record. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand announcing yesterday she's running for the White House in 2020. That makes over a dozen Democrats in the field already, and that comes before former Vice President Joe Biden makes his expected announcement next month. Senator Kamala Harris, who is among those in the field, says she thinks the field is already too crowded with Democrats.
I think we have an embarrassment of riches among the Democrats who are running.
Harris says the American people are wise enough to choose a nominee who speaks their truth, whoever ends up being chosen. Boeing now putting the final touches on upgraded software and revising pilot training for the 737 MAX, an upgrade that's meant to target the aircraft's flight control system after investigators find clear similarities to a deadly crash involving that type of plane in Indonesia last October and Ethiopia last weekend. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Secretary of State speaking about suffering in Yemen. And USA Radio's Wendy King has the rest of the story.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. This could be President Trump's next veto. Seven Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the Yemeni people's suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions.
And a Kansas Department of Transportation worker is out of a job after calling the president a communist. The president tweeted yesterday afternoon, criticizing two Fox News anchors, and a KDOT employee responded on a verified Department of Transportation account, calling the president a, quote, delusional communist. The employee then asked the president if he knew that communist countries control the media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, but we've got to cipher out all this misinformation and delusional rhetoric that's out there. Hey, it's another week, and you know, the start of the week, it means Megan Barth time. Always good to have her with us because she helps us kind of bring some sense and apply some critical thinking to some of the madness that's happening out there. Megan, how you doing?
Well, I try.
Hey,
it's every week, so it's not.
It really is, and you know, and that's what we're doing. I mean, nobody's claiming perfection here. We're trying to do the best we can to bring the truth to our listeners here, so they understand what's going on. I mean, this whole situation. I mean, I was shocked by Chris Wallace. I mean, it's almost like what happened here. I mean, Jeanine Pirro makes she asks a couple of questions, which I think are fair-minded questions. We've asked here Raheel Raza, who is the president of the Muslim Council out of Canada, who has been on, and she's going to be on this week again, and we've discussed this with many Muslims and modern Muslims who say, look, this is what we want, is to modernize Muslim, bring the Islam religion, and let's bring it in the 21st century. But Jeanine asks a question going, wait a minute, does the hijab attach her to the Quran in such a way? Now, if you read the Quran, I mean, this is what our former president, Thomas Jefferson, did when we were getting attacked by the Barbary pirates in Africa. He read the Quran because he wanted to know where the Muslims were coming from. You know, what is their worldview? What are they trying to do? And after reading it, he said, send in the Marines. These guys are trouble. And, of course, now history is being rewritten in such a way to say that he was especially sympathetic towards the Muslims. I think it was pretty clear. You know, he saw what the Quran was all about. He read it. Didn't take some kind of genius to figure this out when he says, you know, when their word says to exterminate or put under subjection anyone who is an infidel, any non-Muslim. That pretty much seals the fate, doesn't it?
Well, right, and it's gotten to the point where you can't even ask a question related to the religion, or else you're called a racist. Religion is not a race.
Right.
It is a political theocratic religion, and it's a political theocratic doctrine, and it has to do with totalitarianism, specifically under the guidelines of Sharia. Mm-hmm. And so really this is Sharia compliant with Western civilization, I think is the better question. And time and time again, you would have to say no.
Yeah. Well, we asked that question with Keith Ellison when he said, no, I'm going to swear on the Quran. I'm going to take my vow to serve the country on the Quran. And you go, well, how do you do that? Because the Quran is not compatible and compliant with the U.S. Constitution, is it?
I wouldn't say it is. Now, under freedom of religion, of course, you can practice your religion. But if your religion is calling for the violence to smite the necks of the infidel, that's a little different than my Bible. We want a reformed movement within the Muslim community. Linda Sasour and other anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib or Tlaib, I'm not sure, out of Michigan, have been members of and have called for and have encouraged violence against Israel and the Jewish people. And so when we call them out on these heinous words that are lobbied so willfully and protected by the Democrats, instead of removing Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Relations Committee, the Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi, simply ignore those statements made by her, keep her on the Foreign Relations Committee, and use a term that the left fascists love to use against their critics, which is Islamophobia. Islamophobia is not a true, it's a made-up word by fascists, used by morons. Thank you, Christopher Hitchens, for that reminder.
Well, and the thing is
and
that
we must continue to question, and they want to silence our questions by hurling the insult called Islamophobia.
Or you just silence the reporting altogether. I mean, ever since the tragic terror attack on the Muslims while they were in prayer there in New Zealand, you get all this stuff going on, but the media has to go out of their way to totally ignore what happened in Nigeria. In Nigeria, 120 Christians were slaughtered by Muslim herders. I guess, is it any wonder that we are skeptical about this alleged religion of peace when, and in this case, 120 Christians? I mean, we can talk about the entire year or maybe even the last decade of how many Christians have been slaughtered. What has happened to Christians around the country where Islam has come in and has taken over? Look what they've done to Syria. I mean, on and on, Mesopotamia, what's gone on there in the ancient land of Mesopotamia? I mean, at one time there was quite a robust group of Christians in Iraq. I mean, go on and on. They've been chased out of their land. Their land has been confiscated. Many have been slaughtered in the name of Allah. And somehow we can't question that because it leads to Islamophobia. The hypocrisy of our media continues here, and we have to call them out for what it's all about. I mean, look what they did to Chelsea Clinton. I'm not necessarily a Chelsea Clinton fan, but nonetheless, what they did to her was not right in attacking her.
Oh, well, the left ultimately turns on their own. That's what happens. They put up so many barriers. They put up so many straw men that they just start eating their own. You know, it's interesting to see the questions that were lobbed at President Trump and Acosta. Jim Acosta from CNN had regurgitated or reiterated. They were claiming that the rise in white supremacy is leading to a rise in these anti-Muslim or Islamophobic attacks. That's nonsense. There is no rise in white supremacism. If there's anything, there's a rise in Muslim extremism, as you pointed out.
Right.
Are they asking the same questions? Is the rise in Muslim extremism leading to attacks on Jews and Christians and innocent women? You look over in Sweden, that's become the rape capital of the world. You look at the Manchester bombing. You look at France, where Jews are actually moving out of Paris and moving out of the city due to the rate of violence used against Jews. This rise in anti-Semitism that we've been seeing over the past decade, that can be directly related to the rise of Muslim extremism. But you never hear that question asked when it has to do with Muslim extremism and Islamism, and it must be asked, but the press simply is not going to ask it. So it must be asked by those like Janine, even in the wake of reprisal.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, Chris Wallace, I was shocked the way he handled the questioning, the way he directed the questions, seeming to suggest that this should be pinned on Donald Trump. Look, we're going to pick it up from there when we come back. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking with Megan Barth, and we've got more from Megan. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, amongst other titles. And we're back right after this. Stay with us.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And independent, just the way you like us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, serves as the national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. You know, you may wonder why we're breaking this down here a bit, this vitriol that's flying back and this oversensitivity, I would say, absence of any kind of critical thought or questioning about Islam. These are fair questions. I believe that should be asked, and with just without any exception, any conversation that we've had on this show with any Muslim expert, Megan, I got to tell you, they have welcomed the questions and the conversation, and they know it's tough for them when they're trying to promote a modern version of Islam. And, you know, as I said very directly, you know, being a Christian, I believe in the Word of God. I don't want anybody coming into my Bible and ripping pages out. And I'm not suggesting that I would do that to the Quran. If you say this is what you are and this is what you believe in, why should I not believe what you're telling me?
Right. And if Islam necessarily was not a political, theocratic type of system, well, then they should open their doors to other religions. Tell me how many churches exist in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. There isn't any. So when the Islamists start building churches, or if they open their mosques to all people, as our churches are open to all people, then perhaps we can be persuaded otherwise. Yeah. That it isn't for complete total domination, as called out for in the Quran.
Right.
And so, you know, this is the type of, if Islam and political Islam or Islamism wants to be seen in a less violent light, well, number one, reform your religion from the top down, which actually Saudi Arabia is doing under the new guidance of the king. And I believe this is why he's attacked mercilessly from the press, even though the press, like the Washington Post, hired Khashoggi, who was tied to Muslim extremists, to do their work on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is an extremist Islamist organization that has very deep roots in the U.S., and specifically with many members of Congress. How about CARE? They're the unindicted co-conspirators, conspirators, and a terrorist attack, and they're also labeled as a front group for Hamas. And so, you know, there's all of these red flags. If we keep calling out these red flags, and the press is doing their best to bury the red flags and somehow whitewash the violence.
Well, or not even reporting.
Political doctrine.
Or not even reporting, Megan. I mean, you talk about, you know, Muslims allowing, in these countries, allowing the building of churches. How about just the burning down of churches, the destruction, utter destruction of people in churches that they have done? So all this brings into question, and then they ask, well, why Islamophobia? And of course, you know, the media and everything, because anything that's a problem around the world anymore, it's got to be put on the back of Donald Trump. We're going to blame Trump because he promotes white nationalism. I've never heard a promotion of white nationalism by this president, and it is amazing to me what they try to do time and again, and even, you know, the media that is supposed to call into question some of these false assumptions and narratives, they just let these words go out. They let senators, they let elected officials, other pundits make statements that go, wait a minute, where do you get that? I don't get where Trump has promoted white nationalism, but you speak as if, every day he does this. You know, the whole idea of evil reigning around the world, it's a breakdown in morality. Donald Trump is not, you know, he is not head of morality. We are. It is a personal item. It is a personal thing. If you have no morality in your soul and spirit, you're going to get caught up and you're going to be easily manipulated in such a way to do these kind of heinous crimes, regardless of anything. I mean, New Zealand, you know, I was waiting for, although there was some chirping about, you know, gun control, and you're going, well, New Zealand has pretty strict gun control, and, you know, this happened. So they kind of, you know, they let it come up a little bit, and then they squashed that because it didn't fit perfectly in their agenda. They couldn't manipulate it.
Well, it hasn't stopped, you know, of course, Democrats, senators, and congressmen calling for gun control here in the wake of the New Zealand massacre. It was interesting because they weren't calling for gun control when the Pulse nightclub was shot up by a Muslim extremist.
Right.
They weren't calling for gun control when 14 people in San Bernardino lost their lives by at the hands of two Muslim extremists. And the hypocrisy knows no bounds. They weren't calling for gun control after Fort Hood, after a Muslim extremist shot up and killed another dozen, I believe, people in Fort Hood. And so, again, the list goes on and on. Their hypocrisy is rife, and the press will continue to ignore it. Much like, let's not forget, the Pulse nightclub shooter's father was invited to sit behind Hillary Clinton at one of her rallies when she was on the campaign trail. I mean, imagine if a Republican had done such a thing and invited a quote-unquote white nationalist and his father to sit behind. There would have been palpable and just outrage, but there was no outrage towards Hillary Clinton because she is a part of the protected class, specifically when it comes to the press.
Right. Well, I want to talk the southern border. The president declared a national emergency. The border is being built. The rhetoric coming from the left, and I mean, they must think that America is totally disconnected from any kind of intellect whatsoever with the arguments that they place forth. President Trump never said that it was only about, I mean, the wall. This is national security. It is a comprehensive program that involves up-to-date electronic services, the things that the people there on the front lines, our Border Patrol agents, have requested. This is a common-sense approach, but in order to do what the left always does, they reduce an intellectual issue to an emotional issue, then it's only about the wall.
Well, the question to the left is how many illegal aliens should be allowed in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are operating under Barack Obama's executive powers, which was catch and release. We just dumped 50,000 illegal aliens on our streets, DHS. That's Trump's DHS.
Yes.
So I really don't care about a wall, quite frankly, at this point. Sure, I do. I mean, I want walls where the walls are needed. But we need an immediate change to the policy, which is now being held up in the courts. Because of Obama and radical judges, leftist judges, we are operating under catch and release, which means that family units or children cannot be held more than 20 days within a detention center. They must be released. This is impacting 10,000 were dropped off, or 8,500, something to that effect, were dropped off in San Diego. Tens of thousands more throughout the state of Texas. It's costing us $135 billion a year
right.
for the care, welfare, education, incarceration of illegal aliens. We should not be the third world dumping ground. People are entering our country illegally, should be immediately deported. But again, because of the fundamental transformation we were promised under Barack Obama, we now have at least, I would say, 20 million illegal aliens with tens of thousands of being dumped off onto our streets each and every month under this administration.
And they're coming coming in record numbers, you know, to the border.
2,000 because illegal aliens a day arrive at our border via bus.
Yeah.
2,000 illegal aliens a day.
Yes. And the policy it's a stupid policy. And most Americans understand that. Donald Trump gets it. And Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the knuckleheads on the left, I mean, they're looking like idiots trying to defend this. How do you defend something this stupid, Megan?
Well, I don't know that they're just defending it or just trying to convince people it's not a problem when you look at the numbers.
Yeah, but by doing that, you defend it. I mean, you either are part of the solution or you're part of the problem. I don't see any solution coming from the left. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And that's why, I mean, you know me. I do not use the word stupid liberally. This is how idiotic it's become. This is insane, Megan Barth. And we got to leave it right there until next week. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself
yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says her nation's gun laws may change after last week's attacks on mosques that killed at least 50 people, wounding dozens more. Jacinda Ardern announcing the cabinet has made in-principle decisions already about changes to gun laws. Meanwhile, New Zealand is not accustomed to these types of attacks. And a police official says,
I want to thank the public for their absolutely overwhelming positive support to members of the New Zealand Police and our emergency service and other partners who have committed themselves to this response and this investigation.
Rain and melting snow still swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. The river more than 2 feet over its previous record. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the grave of the morning.
Gotta let this play a little bit, a little Moody Blues. Brad went way deep in the archives to pull this up, Brad. Good job. Brad is, he is the handler, the CEO of Mission Control there in Minnesota. Yes, I know, I heard you. And, you know, he goes every once in a while, you surprise me. Good job. Moody Blues. Wow. That's maybe because we have Kyle Drennan coming in. He's the senior news analyst for MRC. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Late night television, not as funny as it used to be. And even Jay Leno says, you know, this one-sided late night politics, no bueno, and we need a little civility. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he was on the Today Show, Tuesday last week, and, he was just sort of, you know, talking about, he was sort of asked about, well, you know, how things are, you know, with late night nowadays. And he said, you know, it's all very one-sided. They're sort of obsessed about whatever is in the news, you know, the political news every day. And, you know, he said, you know, when he was doing late night, he would just, yeah, he would make jokes, but he would do them kind of equally against people on both sides. And, you know, it wasn't all, you know, just kind of going after, you know, one person the way they go after Trump. And he just said, you know, it was more about, basically it was more about the comedy than about, you know, trying to push whatever political agenda, you know, people have. And so he was just sort of making that those general comments. And the funny thing is, like the next day he was on The View and he actually backtracked. Because, you know, because people noticed him saying this on the Today Show. You know, we wrote about it on Newsbusters. Other people picked it up. Apparently the president kind of saw some of this and tweeted about it. And so then he was asked about it 24 hours later on The View on Wednesday. And then he sort of said, well, no, I'm not trying to criticize
the ladies.
You know.
The ladies scared him, huh? He wobbled.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Whoopi gave him that Whoopi look, and he, you know, all of a sudden he fell down and begged for forgiveness. You know, that's too bad because I got to tell you, one of the best concerts I went to was at the University of Kentucky, and Jay Leno was performing, and he was a hoot, you know, and it wasn't, I mean, it was equal opportunity and just lifestyle observation. Life is, you know, with his parents, he was a young child growing up, and, you know, all the comedy that went with that, it was absolutely hysterical. And, of course, now there might be a little more sensitivity because he's co-starring with, you know, with Last Man Standing, Tim Allen. And, of course, Allen is obviously conservative and in a an environment and, you know, around the circles of Los Angeles, you know, can raise their ire a bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's, you know, he was just sort of making a, I think, a basic observation that most people would agree with. And even for that, you know, he got sort of, you know, he got all this pressure and felt like he had to sort of back away from it because, it's like you're not allowed to, you know, make those kinds of...
Yeah, who told you you could make an observation, Kyle? You know?
Right, exactly.
You sit down there. I mean, you know, we have control of the bus. We get to control the narrative. It's like all this stuff over, you know, ever since the tragic terrorist attack there in New Zealand. I mean, the pundits are going nuts. I mean, you know, it's like Donald Trump's become the Charlie Brown of the whole cultural environment. You know, why is everybody blaming everything on me, you know? And it doesn't matter what it is, it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, you know, morality is an individual deal. If you're detached from morality and you open yourself to evil, you're going to do crazy stuff like this, whether, you know, no matter what are, you know, what you are, what kind of, you know, what spectrum. But again, you know, we spend all this time talking about the tragedy in New Zealand and what was perpetrated on Muslims. But my goodness, we have been ignoring, the mainstream media is absolutely ignoring what's been happening to Christians. And I'm not getting necessarily into a tit for tat deal, because I always kind of hate that kind of reporting stuff that goes on. But still, you have to put it in perspective and go, wait a minute, you know, as much as 95% of the media is pointed against Donald Trump, you know, that becomes an obvious bias. Well, then let's look at the reporting of how many Christians that have been massacred at the hands of Muslims and are going unreported. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of Christians here that have been murdered at the hands of Muslims, and there's ne'er a whimper coming out of the mainstream media.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, it's one of these things where it's like terrorism is terrorism and, you know, it's all bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they do sort of, you know, they take the New Zealand, massacre there and they sort of say, well, this is, you know, this is sort of the new problem is, you know, the rise of this kind of right-wing extremism. And, you know, it's not simply that we need to talk about that. It's that they want to, you know, sort of emphasize that and sort of de-emphasize all other forms of terrorism that have been happening around the world. And it's, that's not the, you know, that's not how you're supposed to do news coverage. You're supposed to cover all instances of these, you know, violence and terrorism kind of equally and put it all out there. You're not supposed to sort of say, well, let's stop focusing on this type of terrorism, whatever it is, and focus on this type over here instead, because this is this, you know, it seems to, you know, they are obviously using this New Zealand shooting to try and go after Trump. I mean, it's always amazing how they immediately politicize.
Somehow they'll twist and turn, and it becomes Trump's fault. And see, this is so divisive, Kyle. This is what's dividing the country. because as Bill Maher said, you know, it's the coasts that are most important. You know, the flyover states, they're irrelevant. They want to be like the people on the east and the west. And, you know, memo to Bill Maher. No, they don't. They're not envious of you. In fact, they're praying for you. It's sad and it's pathetic that you have sold your souls in such a way and checked in your own intelligence that you can't even allow for any kind of critical thought. God forbid. And if you did, you'd probably be a lot better entertainer and a more informative host of your show. But instead, look at you. You've bought into this and, okay, fine. You know, people want to hear that. You can tune in. There's plenty of options. But as you say, I mean, between Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and Seth Meyers, they're all, you know, they're all in on the program against Donald Trump. Fallon has tried to play it down the middle, but he's getting pressured, you know, to join the anti-Trump resistance, isn't he?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, he tried to sort of follow the Jay Leno model to some degree and try and just keep his show about the comedy and not really about politics. But, you know, he got a lot of pressure and people were, you know, going after him. Liberals on social media and other places were attacking him for, oh, he's not being political enough. He's not, you know, he's not part of the anti-Trump resistance enough. Mm-hmm. And so he started feeling that pressure and started to try to, you know, politicize his show a little bit more to sort of keep up with all the other late night hosts. I mean, it's they're all like pushing each other farther to the left.
And because of this environment, when the president tweets something that takes it on head to head, then, oh, my goodness, you've offended me, right?
Yeah, no, they cannot handle it.
Right. Well, and the thing is, the perception is put out there that the president is not very civil and all this. But, I mean, after, you know, when you got 10 reports and they're all negative, you might have a tendency to respond. But I think the president, all things considered, I think has kept his powder dry to a degree. I'm not sure I would be as graceful, you know, in response to some of this crazy reporting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all day, every day. It's just, they're obsessed with, you know, going after Trump all the time. And so it's, you know, yeah, it's just simply pointing that out now is, as you said, is offensive and, you know, and forbidden in their eyes.
Right. Well, we got to leave it there. Kyle Drennan, senior news analyst for NewsBusters. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Kyle. About your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
But you got to speak up, moral majority, okay? Enough of this silent stuff. The country is going to hell in a handbasket, and you're right there just kind of taking it in. You know, you've got to look at the country needs you. And we need all hands on deck. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. I like what Bruce Kaufman sent me over in the quote of the week. He says, a definition of a classic. This is according to Mark Twain, okay? Something that everybody wants to have, but nobody wants to read. Okay, some brilliant insight there from good old Mark Twain. We miss him. Good to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Brian Kolfage is with us. He is the founder of the Border Wall GoFundMe campaign. Now, there's been some misunderstanding about it, and this is why I'm glad to have Brian here with us to clear this up. The We Build the Wall nonprofit has raised some $22 million and counting. And, Brian, you're here to set the record straight, so thank you for the time, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, you created it to continue to raise private money from everyday Americans to help build a wall on the southern border. Now, misreports incorrectly stated that the money was being returned. What's the true story?
The true story is the money was we offered it people to get a refund, because that was my original promise. I said if we didn't hit $1 billion in a timely manner, you could have your money back. So We basically allowed people to get their money back if they wanted.
Right.
If they didn't want their money back, they could put their money towards our new private entity, We Build the Wall, Inc., which is privately building the wall. And that's what 94% of the people that we've been able to reach, or 94% of the donors that we've been able to reach, are putting their money towards building the wall privately.
Mm-hmm.
So a far cry from what a lot of people have heard in the media with all the money being refunded. That's not the case. And We're breaking ground next month with building this wall privately, and that's what's going on.
Well, I think that's awesome. I mean, because look at the enterprising nature of Americans as such is that even if our elected officials aren't going to do it, then we can do something on a local level, on a citizen by citizen basis. Why not?
Exactly, and I think that's something in the United States. When there's a time of crisis in America, the American people come together to get the job done, and that's how I look at this. It's no different than any other crisis. We have a major issue on the border. I've been down to the border. I've witnessed it myself. And the American people can now have an avenue to go around the government to get the job done.
Well, the president is doing everything he can, including declaring a national emergency to get the funds. Right now with the different avenues, and this isn't even confiscating the money, the assets of one El Chapo, who is now in jail, which I thought was a great idea from Senator Cruz, that we take that money, bring that into the fold, and direct it to building the wall. Now, Brian, I think it's quite interesting that you yourself, you've been there, you've seen it firsthand. And I say the interesting thing and ironic thing is the people that are making most of the noise about not having the wall, they look at the wall as a four-letter word, right. That, and they're so offended by the wall, but they haven't been there.
I mean, that's right. And half these politicians who are making these decisions, you know, they're just looking at these migrants as money. They're looking at them as votes. And it's all about power, and it's disgusting of how our own system is being manipulated and abused. It's outright abuse of our political system. It's outright abuse of our asylum laws. And when I was down on the border and talked to these ranchers and just citizens who live down there, they said they feel neglected from the government for the last 30 years. They don't trust the government. And
well, what do these ranchers say that when the pundits are saying that, wait a minute, that's private property and, you know, the government would have to go in and affect eminent domain and take over their property. How much of a problem for them is that?
I don't think it's a large problem, but the issue is that the problem is so bad with these cartels
mm-hmm.
that American citizens are actually being paid off by the cartels. American citizens who own land down there are being paid by the cartels. So that's the issue.
Mm.
The issue is Mexico has a cancer. It's seeping into the United States. The wall is not the solution. The wall is a Band-Aid.
Right.
The problem is you know, taking out these cartels and just gutting it. We need to fix the problem.
Mm.
But it starts with building a barrier. It starts with that.
Well, it's like anything when it goes on for an extended period of time. I mean, this has been going on for decades. And the cartel realizes how powerful they are. I mean, they got a lot of money. They got firepower. They can buy off, sell off. You've got, you know, people coming in. You've got all this manpower coming in now from Central America. I say manpower. You know, for them, they're taking advantage of it. I mean, this is like a human resources windfall for them because they got young girls coming. They can put into their sex trafficking. We got gangs coming. We've got young men that can be mules for their drug operations. I mean, this is a great opportunity for them. And then meanwhile, here we are in the United States somehow abandoning common sense that you say, well, wait a minute, why don't we just change the policies? What's the big whoop here? Well, somehow, you know, there's a big whoop. I mean, and then you have the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, we're for border security. Where? What tells me that you're for border security except your lips that are moving, which, you know, Billy Graham reminded us that you can always tell when a politician is lying, and that's when their lips are moving. So, so here we are. We've got more evidence of that, and it's frustrating. And meanwhile, we got women coming into this country subjected to sex trafficking. And the people, Brian, they don't even want to know what happens to these young girls. You know, the fact that their parents, as they start that, you know, hundreds of mile, 1,200, 1,500 in some cases, mile trek, they're giving their young daughters birth control pills and saying, hey, you better take these because chances are you're going to get raped along the way. And if you're real lucky and you get to the United States and you become part of these sex caravans or sex hotels, there's stories where these girls are having sex as many as 20 times before lunch. And they do give them a break, though, Brian. I mean, it's very kind of them. They do give these young girls a break, and then they're back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for another 20-plus roundabouts. And you know, it's like just that alone, if that isn't outrageous, and we're part and parcel, our country is part and parcel of that. But no, let's keep these goofy, you know, policies in place. Let's not build the wall. Let's not do the things that the president or even, you know, because you hate the president so much. Let's not even talk about the president. Let's just talk about the people who work there, Brian. You know, yeah. The Border Patrol agents that are there at the border dealing with this every day, who have to deal with the, you know, the death of a young child and holding a young child in their arms and saying, God, this could have been my kid.
Yeah, it's saddening. It's sad that we as a country are enabling it, too. And that's the bad thing. I mean, you have to feel sorry for the people and the economic crisis that they're in, but we don't have economic asylum. And that's not a gateway to coming to the United States. And, you know, one thing to note of an important piece of information that a lot of people don't realize is that President Obama currently has 10 national emergencies still in effect today. Mm-hmm. 10 of them still in effect.
Right.
One of these national emergencies, it has to do with a coup in Burundi.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans, it doesn't affect us. It affects Americans in no way. But the moment that President Trump wants to create a national emergency that actually is a national emergency, it's a big problem. They say he's abusing it. You know, I urge everyone to go look at all the national emergencies that have been signed over the last 20 years. And the American people will be disgusted to see what national emergencies were in effect and are currently still in effect today. And then this thing comes up, and President Trump, and they put their Trump derangement syndrome ahead of the American people, and it's just disgusting what's going on. I can't believe the stuff that I've seen on the border and where we're at today. It's bad. It's really
well.
Bad.
Unfortunately, politics has entered in. Common sense has exited stage left. It's all bound up in a lot of emotion, as one of our guests, Dr. Wilfred Riley, pointed out, in the tradition of and the mindset of one Thomas Sowell, the excellent journalist. It says that, you know, when things become, and I'm translating here, I'm not quoting verbatim, but when we embrace emotionalism over intellect, this is what happens. And this is America today. Intellect is out the door. This is why we're saying, Brian, repeatedly, you know, we've got to usher back the era of critical thought, critical thinking, critical speaking. You know, you can't ask a question. You know, Judge Jeanine asked a basic question. It's one that we've asked many times on the show, is that how do you coincide the Quran with the Constitution of the United States? Are they compatible or do they conflict? And that's basically what she asked. And for that,
yeah,
she got put on timeout. And people are wondering, going, okay, see, this all stifles speech, because if you can't ask the question, and you're kicked out of the public square because you asked a question that needs to be asked. It's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, but I guess you can't point it out. You just let that gorilla keep growing till it becomes a 200-ton gorilla, right?
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, what was it? Disney just bought out Fox, or taking over Fox or something like that.
Yeah, they're taking over the Fox network, not Fox News. The news version, all that is still going to stay with Rupert Murdoch. But the studios and the Fox channel, that will go to Disney. You're exactly right.
It's only a matter of time.
Well, you know, thank God for Fox News. Thank God for an antithetical voice that needs to be out there, and conservative voices so critical to the culture today. But this is a war. This is a cultural war that's taking place. And, Brian, thank you for your fortitude and for pulling people together. And how can they be a part of the solution and participate in the GoFundMe campaign?
If they just go to WeBuildTheWall.us. That's WeBuildTheWall.us. Go in there, check it out. You can donate, you can sign up, volunteer. This wall is about the American people. We want to get the people involved in every aspect of it.
Well, thank you for your great work. Brian Colfax, Bill Martinez.
Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
maybe not today.